This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Yeah, we've loads on, to be honest, lads. We'll see you later.
No, actually, we don't have loads on, but 98FM, they've loads on. They need the room.
They have to do an interview, yes. So we have to go.
They have to get a Zoom link on now, so we really do have to go. But enjoy the show.
Oh, have a ball.
Wake up. Let's go. Wake up is a new day. Wake up. Full Spins, fully charged. Every day. Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Good morning to you. What is the story?
What's happening? Hello. How are we? Happy Monday. Welcome back, everybody.
Guess what it is? Blue Monday.
Oh my God. Thanks, Ash. Appreciate it.
I just remembered. I was like, oh, when's Blue Monday? Oh, yeah, it's today.
And now I'm
and
blue.
The Trump inauguration is today. How fitting.
How fitting. We don't talk politics on this show, actually.
Sorry.
It's a politics-free show.
Sorry, take it back.
It does work out very well, though, doesn't
Speaking
it?
Speaking of blue, though, you see where I went on Saturday? To go and see Leinster. And so, two things. One, I am once again asking to become Leo the Lion, who is the mascot.
I'm just a guy standing in front of a mic asking to be Leo the Lion.
Asking to be Leo the Lion. Like, just give me just one go.
Just one lash.
Just one go.
Yeah, I think you'd be good.
I think I'd be so good at it.
Like, you'd be smart, little whip it. You'd be doing little flips.
I'd be running around
the
place.
You'd be doing your little dance.
I'd be hitting the drum. Whoever has that job, oh my God, I'm jealous of you.
That's your dream interviewee.
It's my dream job, I think.
Right.
So is he active? That.
He's active, yeah. He's what, running around the whole, even
Flying
when
around.
The match is on, like,
okay,
he's running around and he's, you know, going to certain parts of the crowd, banging the drum, and he's doing the clappy thing, and he's class.
I normally, if I had to do that without a
class.
Full costume on, I would be mortified. But the fact that you're in disguise,
I'd
be giving it socks as well.
Oh, yeah, but also, who's going to clap for some randomer? You need to be in disguise. You need to be Leo the Lion. And the other thing was, they're doing this, like, light show thing before a match now. Kind of bizarre. You download the Leinster app and it just starts flashing your phone light. And so like the whole stadium is like lit up and like flashing and stuff like that. But I didn't download it in time. So I was there frantically tapping my torch to be like, I'm also part of this, guys.
Sorry, that's so much smarter than, you know, the way Chris Martin and all have the band.
Yes, the band gigs. It's all on the phone.
That's brilliant.
And they were trying to be so environmentally friendly. I mean, Coldplay about their bands. And there you go, just make an app.
There you go.
Leinster.
Obsessed with this at the moment. It's Lonely Young and Messy on Spin. Welcome. You know I'm
impatient. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Morning.
We were talking there about the fact that today is Blue Monday, but that's just a mindset, you know. You can change that. And we did say at the start of January that we were going to try and make the month a little bit of fun and create a kind of January game whereby you try and kind of live your life in peak January mode. And for doing that, you can gain points. So you get positive points for doing things like joining the gym, getting 10,000 steps a day, making soup, doing meal prep. However, you can also lose points if you do very un-January things, such as going out for dinner, going on holidays, staying out past midnight, shaving.
This is not a fun game.
So I think it's good crack. And the idea is, Dave, I know you were sick from when you came up with all this. It's like we're going to find the most January person ever by the end of the month and we're going to give them something.
Okay.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. So you can find the full list over at our Instagram at officialspin1038. You might have to scroll a little bit back, but it's there, the full leaderboard. And you should be tracking your points as the month goes on. So we did a little review at the start of last week as to how we were doing, Emma and I, and it's time to see how we fare out now after another week has gone by.
Right. I'll kick off. I've done again, this is an accumulation of the whole month I've put in.
And so have I.
Luckily, I'm still in the green.
Wow.
But it's not great. It's starting to take a bit of a turn on me. I've been making the soup. I've been doing the big shops. I've done the 10,000 steps per day several times, and that's accumulated lots of points for me.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing at the moment. I've had a couple of no-spend days, did a bit of a clear out last night. But I've hit a stumbling block. As you can see, I don't look like a foot as much today.
She's got an unhealthy glow about her.
Did you do a tan?
I did a little bit of a fake tan, but it's an
easy
tan.
Why? Where are you going?
I just couldn't look at myself anymore. Jeez.
You also went to Cork.
I went to Cork, which I guess can qualify as a slight
holiday
of sorts. I did have the midweek takeaway. I was open about that. Ashling, I've shaved the pits, all right?
Ah, for God's sake.
Yeah, it was just getting too much. I couldn't anymore. It was too
And
much.
You're still in the green.
And I'm still in the green. The 10,000 steps has really helped me. So I now have a score of 72. It was 148 points minus 76.
Okay. 72.
72.
Really good, Emma.
10,000 steps is plus 7 points. Do you get 7 points every time you hit 10,000 steps? Right, okay. I haven't done that yet in January. but I've been very sick. So I'm on a score of... Well, let's figure this out. So, midweek takeaway, there's a minus six, okay? Shaving anywhere...
Sorry, you've only done that once?
Midweek takeaway, probably twice. Okay, damn it, so that's a minus 12. So then shaving anywhere, a minus 7. So minus 12, minus 7, so that's minus 1.
Are we going to go through the maths? Yours is
minus 19.
Your total.
Well, I didn't realise you had to do it. I thought it was just if you once, at one point, did a midweek takeaway, then you're minus.
No.
I didn't realise every single time. Yeah, so we're about minus 19 now, which is fantastic. then we have... Didn't do any of that. Didn't go for dinner. Didn't go on holidays. Didn't dance anywhere. Didn't stay out after 12. So we're still only on minus 19.
Any positive points?
Yes. Okay. So, I
don't think he gets it.
I think he's doing this as we go.
I did a big shop. Yeah. So we're back to minus 14. Okay. I did a no spend day. So we're back to minus 7. And that's about it.
Right. So minus 7?
Minus 7 is my score.
And you didn't leave the house for about... 8 days straight.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minus 7. I'm happy with that.
I have that. No, I can't judge. I cannot judge, okay? So this day last week, I reviewed my weekend and I was pretty bad. I was down at minus 64 this day last week. I had a lot of fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This week, it was kind of going well enough. And then I went to London with my friends on Friday. So dry January was out the window. So I won't get those points. I basically did everything you could possibly do in the negative in London. So I put on tan, shaved, ate cake, bought full price clothes, went out for dinner twice. I went on holidays. I danced twice. And I stayed out past midnight twice.
Oh my God.
On the positive side, I got my 10,000 steps 4 times a week.
Nice.
4 times in the week, yeah. So after being on minus 64 points this day last week, I can now exclusively reveal I'm on minus 165.
Oh my Brilliant. God. I thought minus 7 was bad.
Brilliant, yeah. Ashley.
That's amazing.
I'm actually so happy for you to not be taking this as seriously as you do with everything else.
You're having a December this
day. I know. I love it. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning.
Yeah.
If you are literally digging into a bowl of cereal or some toast, well, be careful because what I'm about to tell you is a bit gross.
Oh, no, not one of these.
Yeah. You were off sick there for a while, Dave. What was like your... I know you didn't have much of an appetite, you told us that, but was there any kind of comfort food that brought you joy?
Just
at
toast
all?
And so much butter. That.
Okay.
That was it, really.
So for some people, if you're sick, it could be dry toast, could be warm porridge or some maybe tomato cup of soup, something nice and warm.
Yes, soup
warm
is a big one for people.
Well, a canned soup company has announced for those who are sick, and this is true... Soup flavoured cough drops.
Ew.
Ew.
That's just like frozen soup.
So it's essentially soupy, sucky sweet.
Oh, gross. There's a reason nothing is in soup flavour.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, there's a reason you can't get that.
Yeah.
Even just saying it, soupy, sucky sweets, everything about this is wrong. And what's worse is it's sold out. Right. Don't worry. They'll be back in stock on Thursday.
What?
The whole range is called Soup You Can Suck On.
Stop.
That's crazy.
Are you being punked here? Where'd you get this story from?
Oh, sure, my favourite Metro, of course. Soup You Can Suck On. And this, as I said, is all very real. They said that the chicken noodle soup flavoured drops taste like broth, savoury veggies, soft egg noodles, and a sprinkle of parsley.
That's like getting one of them kind of like Bisto gravy little pods and just freezing it and just sucking on it.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
America?
Yeah, $2.49. 20 lozenges. Not the worst value for $2.49, I suppose, if that's what you're into. Someone who is behind all this says, when you're sick, nothing is more truly reassuring than chicken noodle soup.
But I don't think it's the flavour, though. It's kind of like...
It's the warmth.
It's the warmth
of it. And it's the experience of
drinking
it. Yes. Like,
running down your throat.
Yeah. We thought, why not stop at the soup bowl? No, stop at the soup bowl.
Yeah, definitely
Thank
stop.
Thank you. There's a guy who writes for The Takeout, which is obviously like kind of an eating, like foodie magazine. He said, I wish the company did stop at the soup bowl. He said, upon popping the savoury lozenge right in my mouth, I almost immediately ejected it. I do think there are some that would work, though, guys. If you just forgive me for a second.
Some soups?
No, some lozenges that would work. Okay. Some foods that would work in this form.
Interesting
flavours. Hear me out for a sec. Green tea.
As a lozenge?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you. I kind of understand what you mean.
It's kind of the matcha vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
that
earthy.
Is that what
taste.
That is? I've always heard about matcha, but didn't
I don't really,
really
know.
What
it is. Yeah. Some earthy
if it's
thing.
Kind of on the go, I don't think that'd be the worst. Lasagna flavor.
No, you're wrong. You've gone too far now, Emma. You pushed the boat and you've lost everyone.
Bit of mincy, bit of cheesy, bit of creamy.
I'll no. give it a go.
This is like, didn't Willy Wonka have this idea?
Yes, it's
remember,
giving
there is
the,
something very yeah, Willy Wonka
the
about
roast
the
dinner
story.
And everything. Yeah,
yeah, with the chewing gum.
Hear me out. Butter, popcorn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all
thank
right.
Thank you.
With
oh
that.
My God, yeah.
Let's go, all right.
Naturally, any fruit works, and I guess there's mocks of them already. Almonds.
Or you could just suck an almond.
Yeah, you could suck an almond. You could.
No, like a nutty flavour one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cheese and onion crisps.
No.
No, you don't think so, Ash?
I just feel like with that, I would put that in my mouth and hope my breath would taste like somewhat better afterwards. Whereas if that's cheese and onion crisp flavour,
yeah, I would imagine
that's
you're,
worse.
If you're kind of sucking that around your mouth, it's just going to taste awful.
It's just like, is yeah, it's difference like a reverse
between,
mint.
There's a difference between eating something and sucking something. Like if you had a crisp, if you had like a load of potato crisps and just sucked them, your
I
whole
suck
breath
them loads.
Your whole breath is going to stink.
I love sucking a crisp.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
Do you not sometimes love to suck all the bits
you
off?
You should have given the give warning before that sentence rather than the other thing.
Sucking a crisp is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, you should try it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
Good suck. It's lovely. And finally, Dave, I think you might be into this.
Go on.
Frosty's cereal.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, as a lozenge though.
Yeah, yum.
It's sugar.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it's just sugar. But also, I just eat Frosties.
You're not really getting
it. I don't
think you
get it.
Like the ease of a lozenge.
Okay, right. The whole thing is just to make you feel better, isn't it? There. Fine.
One I can't imagine in the worst one.
No one got that joke.
I did. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And we want you to win this morning. We've teamed up with Lidl all this week on the show, Ireland's best value supermarket. And we want to play The Price Is Always Right with you.
Yeah, giving you the chance to win €200 gift card every single day. You can go full Lidl and shop without compromise in store.
I used to love watching The Price Is Right. Bruce Forsyth's Price Is Right.
I've never watched
that.
I only ever saw it in other TV shows and movies.
Oh, it's great on Challenge.
I didn't really get it. Like, it was just you had to guess how much the thing cost.
Yeah. Right. And then someone else would say if they thought it was higher or lower than that.
Right.
And then whoever like got it.
Okay.
And they had like all the fancy model girls coming out with like giant checks and the prizes were just very funny on those shows.
Like what? Would you not win the thing?
I win like a toaster and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you watch?
God, I missed the 80s.
Where did you watch this?
On Challenge.
Challenge? The channel?
The channel.
Cut. You were doing very well for yourself back in the day.
Look.
Having the Challenge
Billy
channel.
Billy Bonner knew about satellite dishes long before the rest of us. If you want to come on and play our version of The Price Is Always Right, giving you a chance to win a €200 Lidl gift card, WhatsApp us the word Lidl right now to 087-711-1038. Pretty simple.
Got middle aisles the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, it's been a while now since
what you got
middle aisles. A frying pan.
Nice.
Not a nice. Yeah,
very nice.
Classic middle aisles.
Classic middle aisle. Yeah. Good one. Got a bit of depth to it.
Nice. Like a wok.
Almost like a wok.
I was like somewhere between a frying pan and a wok. I was like, it qualifies as both.
I won't say it.
Lidl in a WhatsApp right now for your chance to win the €200 Lidl gift card. 087-711-1038. Hey, Blue Monday, but we laugh in the face of Blue Monday.
More like, who Monday? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In your face.
It was a funny experience yesterday. Obviously, I drove to Cork with I didn't actually do the driving. I was a passenger princess. It was lovely. My
were
husband,
you?
Emer, did the driving to Cork on Saturday morning. We were going down to stay in a hotel. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that later. But more about the drive itself. It's such a long drive to Cork. God, that road just feels like it's never going to end. Yeah. But like once you have company, it just changes the whole vibe.
What is
journey.
It, like 2.5 hours?
2:40.
2:40.
Yeah. So we threw on a couple of podcasts because sometimes I like the whole like, I know when this is over, another 40 minutes will have passed.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
So we listened
good
a bit
chunks.
Of My Therapist Ghosted Me and then a bit of Spencer, or not Spencer and Vogue, it's now Vogue and her sister. Anyway, on the way back, we were obviously listening to a lot of radio, up radio. But then we were like, wouldn't mind an episode of something. And we were kind of going through what we're listening to and we couldn't really think of anything. So we just kind of left it for a while. And then she said, oh, can I just listen to your show from Friday?
Stop.
And I was like, weird. Sure. And she was like, I haven't caught up yet. And I listen to the podcast every day. And
who's this, Emer?
Emer's such a stan. She's so supportive.
Such a suck up. Can we just listen to your show, Emma, please? It's so good. I love it.
But like, I she's obviously, right, like a little loser, like I do listen back to our shows a lot, like, because I think we're gas. But I've never done it with someone before, and it just felt like, I felt like I was like cringing the whole time.
Oh no, I'd be getting sick.
Would you?
No, yes. I couldn't watch it. I would play random bits back for Pippa and be like, oh, did you hear this? Like, this was funny or whatever. But like, I wouldn't listen to a full show with someone.
Yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't.
God, no.
I wouldn't listen to a full show on my own.
I must say, it was great company. It's good crack.
I don't know how to respond to
this. Entire last 2 minutes is Emma's just being like, we're actually really good.
But it did feel really like my face was kind of red for the entire time, but I was like, just stop cringing, it's grand. Like, just stop. Like, do you know, because there was times I really wanted to put the volume down when I was talking, and then I was like, oh, just shut up. Like, it's grand.
It sounds like it was an awful experience.
It sounds
for you,
awful.
Really.
But the time flew before I knew it, we were home.
Yeah, but that whole time you were just enwrapped in a horrible sense of mortification.
Did you suffer with going red as a teenager?
Yeah, I still suffer with that.
Oh my God, I used to go so red that my ears would turn red. I would turn like purplish in
colour.
Yeah,
not good.
Oh, if the teacher even said my name in class, I'd be a...
Sounds like a fantastic experience, Emma.
Here's Sabrina Carpenter now on Spin. This is Bed Camp. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
And all this week on the show, we're teaming up with the Lidl, Ireland's best value supermarket, and we want to play The Price is Always Right.
Yeah, we got a €200 gift card for you to win today. You can go full Lidl and shop without compromise in store. Who was the guy who presented The Price is Right?
Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce, was it always him?
Yeah.
Was he kind of old but still kind of sexy?
Yeah.
Did you hear Ashley's reaction?
Oh,
she
yeah.
went, oh, yeah.
I don't know about sexy, but he had a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, yeah. He had a little bit of Riz, that fella.
He had Riz.
I like it.
Long before we knew what Riz meant, he
yeah.
had it.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Andrea and Nicola on debate this morning. Nicola's on line one. How are you this morning, girl?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. It was quiet.
Quiet.
Was it a very January weekend?
It was a very kids-orientated weekend, because that's what my weekends revolve around.
Oh, very good. What
children's
did
activity.
What did okay. you do with them?
Well, they had football and GAA matches, and
very
I
good.
Get to stand on the side and freezing cold.
Brilliant. Deadly. Yeah.
Did you ever do anything for yourself, yes. Nicola?
Do you know what? Parents never sell parenting to you, do they?
No, they never do.
No, they don't. Yeah. No, I got my nails done yesterday. That was for myself.
Oh, that was
oh
good.
Very nice. Good.
Good for you.
Getting your nails burnt.
God, you've some life.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
We also have Andrea hanging on there. How was your weekend? All good?
Well, I was working nights, so I'm only off night shift now, so I'm going back home. So.
What do you do, Andrea?
I work in the airport.
Oh, well. The airport, fair play.
Well, what area of the airport are you in?
In the search unit.
The search unit. That's cool.
What did you find this weekend?
Let's do a full episode.
Did you find that nice?
Oh yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, good.
A few battery packs, I'd say.
A few bits. Yeah. All right. Nicola and Andrea, this is how it's gonna work, right? We got a €200 voucher up for grabs. You've got to get closest to the €200 while spinning our wheel without going over the €200 to win. So you just can't go bust. It's as simple as that, right? We've got a load of random cash amounts on that big wheel. Player one, which is Nicola, is going to get to spin first, right? After your first spin, Nicola, you can choose whether to stick with that amount of money or spin again to get closer to €200. All you got to do is make sure you don't go over €200. Does that make sense, Nicola?
It does.
Okay, so you're going to try and get up to as close to €200 as possible, and then Andrea, it'll be up to you to try and get even closer to that. But the thing is, Andrea, you might not even get a go. If Nicola gets €200 on the first round, then
game
over. It's as simple as that. So Nicola, you're the first person to spin.
Yep.
Let's spin that wheel. Alright, Nicola.
Tricky one, this. So Nicola, you've landed on €110. You need to decide now if you want to spin the wheel again and try and get closer to 200, or stick there and kind of hope that Andrea either goes bust or is under that.
I'll spin again.
Spin again.
Good. I would do the same. Let's go. Yeah. OK, It stopped on 40. So that's 110 plus 40. So, Nicola, you're on 150 euro. That's what you're sticking with. Okay, and it is over to Andrea. Yeah. Andrea, are you ready? We're going to spin for you?
Yeah, that's
Let's
great.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Andrea, I have fantastic news for you. You have landed on 160 euro.
Oh, my God. Oh. Just kind of stole it.
Nicola, I'm so sorry. Only a tenner underneath, but have a great day.
That's okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Nicola. Bye-bye. Andrea, congratulations. Bye. 160 euro was landed on the wheel, which means you have just won yourself a 200 euro Lidl voucher.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
I'd say you're
Thank
buzzing.
You so much.
And you're probably wrecked after your busy weekend of work.
Oh,
so
yes.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a
and
nice
guess what? I'm going back home to the kids now, so.
Amazing.
Loads of treats.
Happy days, Andrea.
That's Listen, the treat, yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations. Have a great day and go back to bed as soon as you possibly can.
Go Thanks. Mad in that centre.
Thanks
Royal.
A lot.
Good luck,
Thanks
Andrea.
Thanks for listening, Andrea. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. If you missed out today, another chance for you to win a 200 euro Lidl voucher. We'll do that just before 9:30
Guess
on
what?
Tomorrow
I'm going back to bed.
You're going back,
I'm
to,
going
bed.
Back to bed. Andrea's going to the kids, but I'm going back to bed.
You're going back to bed. This is new toilets. Called Push the Stars and Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
David Guetta, One Republic and I Don't Want to Wait on Spin.
I remember being at some like event in like transition year where we went to some, it was like a load of schools were involved in it. And the thing with this event was they always had like a band on at the end of the event. And I remember like no one knew who the band was going to be and there was a load of rumours about who it was going to be and someone got up on the stage and everyone was there ready. It was like, ladies and gentlemen, Republic of Loose. And we all thought it was One Republic. And we were like, jeez, that's massive. And it just reminded me of the time when the Madonna, what was the Blessed Madonna?
Oh yeah,
played Electric
yes.
Picnic, and everyone thought it was actually the real Madonna.
And everyone thought it was real Madonna coming out.
And everyone was like, "Oh my god!" And then we're like, "Huh? Who?"
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
You wonder, did the Blessed Madonna have to get approval from Madonna to use the name? Or
I like, wonder.
What kind of happened there?
I wonder. Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah. It's coming up on 8. Alex, what is the crack out there?
The M50 southbound is.
Wake up. It spins fully charged.
Ella, Dave, and Ashley.
You wake up in the morning.
Bid is on.
Good morning. Hope you're in good form. Welcome
morning.
To Monday.
Hello.
What's happening?
Find myself in a bit of a pickle, guys. Do you remember a couple of summers ago I was telling you that there was this really obnoxious human being, a man, who kept parking his car directly outside our house all the time? And you find yourself in a bit of a pickle because you live in an estate and technically there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a cul-de-sac area I live in and everyone's space is kind of allocated. So we started parking the car there. And when it started causing problems and there was literally no room for people on our road, I wrote a really nice letter. Hello. Just wondering if you wouldn't mind dusting down the other side where there's loads more space, blah, blah, blah. Have a lovely day, blah, blah, blah. He comes back. We see him take the letter.
It's the most millennial message
ever.
Crinkle it up in his pocket, drive off, and then come back and park again the next day. So he's obviously using the estate to, fair enough, he needs to hop on the bus or whatever he needs
no,
to do.
No, not fair enough.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you left a nice note.
I was really nice about it. And then there's other areas within the whole estate around the back that there's plenty of room on like straight roads.
You're giving
everything.
Them an alternative.
Whereas like this is just a little cove like area we live in. It is a cul-de-sac, yeah. And anyway, so that was grand. Not a bother on him. Kept coming back. He was around for a good 2 years.
Now I don't like him.
No, he was awful. There was times where he'd make eye contact with us and he used to take his top off across the road.
What?
Yeah,
what?
He was so into himself that he'd, in the summer, strip off. He'd get off, out of the car. And if he made eye contact with us, he'd, like, go shirtless. And we'd be like, oh, God.
What?
Wow.
So annoying. And then one time, his car wouldn't start and it was there for days. And we were so kind. We were like, look, there's jump leads here. Do you need them? We were so nice to him.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, just on that one particular occasion, just wanted him to move. Anyway,
fair.
He finally is gone. And I still sometimes, I'm like, if I see that car in that estate again, this all kicks off again. It was 2 years of this.
He's
new
gone.
Problem. Two have arrived.
Two?
Two new cars that have not moved.
Oh my God.
In the last 10 days.
You need to buy yourself a clamp.
Yeah.
10 days ago, two cars arrived and really awkwardly parked as well, like not next to each other. So they've taken up the equivalent of three spaces because they're not far
enough
apart that you can get in between them. And I don't know if the cars have been abandoned or what, but they've been there for over a week.
Someone's
and there's
gone
been
to the
no
airport.
Signs. They haven't moved. That's what I was thinking.
It's time for a very, very nice message to be left on their windscreen.
Yeah, I think I need to chat GPT it up a little bit because the last time didn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask chat GPT for something slightly more threatening.
Yeah, and also,
there's nothing I can do about it.
Mate, let them know you're mental. You are crazy.
Yeah, throw something really mad.
Sorry, no.
In there.
Note that he said, instead of saying, let them think you're mental.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Let them know you're mental.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers.
So, London. What a weekend. I went to London for the weekend. I was telling you I was going over to celebrate my friend's engagement, and seven of us went over. And on Friday night, the craziest thing happened to us. I documented it on my Instagram on Saturday night, and I actually blocked all of yous in the room from my Instagram and your partners.
Oh.
Because I wanted an authentic reaction from you when I told you on air. You were unblocked.
Just
now,
some so things we need to do for this show.
I
really appreciate that you texted saying you're blocked, don't go nosing, because obviously I spent the weekend at my housemate Emer.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I won't tell you so.
No, because I was afraid that like someone was going to say, oh, did you see Ash's story? And then yous would be then either like paranoid that I don't like yous anymore or have a look. Okay. So I went over on Friday, and because I was working, I flew out at like 4 o'clock, but the girls went a good bit earlier than me. So they went straight to the Airbnb, got checked in, whatever. We were staying like in an apartment that was like over a shop. So there was just like a normal door in or whatever. And then you go up the stairs, and we dinner booked at 8, but because I didn't land till later, whatever, I just went straight to dinner, and I had a school bag with me for the weekend. I didn't have a carry on. So I have my backpack on me for the whole night, essentially. And we have our dinner, great crack, and then we went out, dry January, out the window, I'm having a ball.
Nice.
And we went until 3 o'clock in the morning, right? And then we said, right, call it a night. We've had a great time. And it was absolutely freezing in London all weekend. It was like -1 kind of at night. Like, it was so, so, so cold. So we're standing out waiting for Ubers for a good while, and we eventually get home. It's like a 15-minute drive back to the Airbnb. And we get there, and as my friends had been there before, they kind of knew the sus. You just put in a combination on a sort of a lock thing, and then you open the door. And my friend is putting in the combination. And, you know, we've all had a good long night. So she's like, will you just check I'm doing this right? And we're putting it in. We put it in maybe 4 times, and we can't get the door open.
Oh, no.
Somebody eventually, like, literally launches themselves at the door, and the door flies open, and that's grand. We get in. But as the door swings open, something falls on the ground, okay? And it's the bolt of the lock broken in half.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
So the lock is broken on the ground. And we're like, what the hell? God, I didn't think we, like, opened the door that
aggressively.
Yeah. So we start heading up the hallway, which is a bit of a creepy hall, I have to say. And there's these notes on the ground that we just presumed was from weeks before, whatever, not to do with us. And it says, damage caused by police to doors. Please attend Stoke Newington Police Station for keys.
What?
So we're reading these and we're like, God.
These are just written notes.
Yeah, on police-headed paper. And we're like, that's mad. What's gone on here in the last few weeks? So we head up the stairs, and then we see our front door and we say, uh-oh. There's another note stuck to the door with, like, police tape.
Yes.
And it says, please attend Stoke Newington Police Station for the keys of the property. And then we realise that all of the notes are dated 18th of January, which we're like, oh, that's now.
No.
So the door has been bolted shut with 2 massive padlocks.
Oh, my God.
And we're so delirious that we're like, one of the girls is like going full conspiracy mode. She's like, no, this is a prank. This is a prank. Someone's having us on here. No, this isn't. No, I don't think we should follow this. And I'm like, well, they're sending us to a police station. So how bad could it be?
So just to say,
laughing our heads off.
They'd obviously checked in and all. So this was something that happened between them leaving and you getting back.
And because it's at the 18th, it must have happened after midnight.
Okay.
So it's now about half 3, and we are so cold. I still haven't been home. I still have my bag on my back. And we're like, suppose we better go Stoke Newington. So we order 2 Ubers and we go to Stoke Newington Police Station, and all 7 of us bail in.
What?
And
what is going on?
There's one police officer on duty, and we explain the situation, and she's completely confused. She doesn't know what's going
on.
So she goes off and makes some calls. We're sitting there for a half an hour. I'm like, girls, just mind if I get a bit of content? One of them's like, maybe not now, Ash. They're taking selfies with the walls, with the symbols, whatever. So next thing, she brings us into this like interview room.
What?
All seven of us bailed in here. One of the girls like, do you have a toilet? Person for a wee. And basically she tells us that somebody made a call to the police, I think looking for help of some sort. She was very cagey about the details. And that person's last known address was our building.
Oh, God.
But, like, we were like, how did someone make the call but not give you the address that you had to then look up what their address was? So I don't really know the ins and outs of what happened. But essentially, they bashed in the doors to find somebody or help somebody. And they obviously weren't there. Just all of our stuff.
Dear God.
Yeah. Absolutely mad, right? So then she's like, I'll give you the keys to the padlocks. to get into the Airbnb. And we're kind of like, okay, but now like we know both doors of the apartment are going to be unlocked tonight, and it's now 4 o'clock in the morning, but whatever. So she's like, I need your Airbnb booking reference to give you the keys so you can get into the thing. So my friend who books is like, yeah. She opens up the Airbnb app, hands over her phone, and she's opened up Tinder.
Oh no, God.
Oh, Jamie. Oh God.
Oh my God.
Such is the state we're all in. We're all like actually falling around the place.
Have you seen
laughing.
This fellow, Mash? I'll show you that
she's
in a
like,
sec.
I don't think.
Can you do a background check on him?
She's like, I don't think that is your Airbnb. It was so funny. Anyway, we eventually get home at about 5:30 in the morning. We take a random chest of drawers that's in the Airbnb and barricade the door and go to bed.
And that was it for the whole weekend.
And then I was like, is the Airbnb host dead somewhere? Because like, maybe that was a call made for them. He hadn't a clue. Hadn't a breeze.
You had to tell the Airbnb about everything that happened.
He came in the morning and got the locks fixed that day and all the rest.
Wow. I hope he got a refund, because that sounds like an awful
Isn't that hilarious?
Scenario. My God. See, that's why you shouldn't go to London. It's dangerous.
What is your life, though? You just can't do anything normal.
I really want to see the Instagram story now.
Oh, they are good crack. I'll put them on my highlights so people can have a look.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just selfies of us all.
My God.
Having a ball.
Lands on our lap. Sunday was a tough day for the Americans. Just before midnight on Saturday night, TikTok gave US users an error screen, basically saying, sorry, this app has been banned in the US. We're working on it, but there's absolutely nothing we can do at the moment. You're barred, basically.
You're barred.
People were logging on and couldn't get it past that. Some people said they were able to watch 2 seconds of the very first TikTok that popped up before the ban notice would come up.
I couldn't believe it actually have gone into effect.
Yeah, it was really quite weird. Some users did use a VPN to try and get on, but most of them were locked out, and like 99.999%.
It was really going to change the game. Like all these creators who spent so much time building a platform, it's just...
Yeah, it was crazy. And do you know what? I kind of felt bad for them, because the only alternative really was like they had to go to like YouTube Shorts and like Facebook and Instagram Reels. Imagine. Do you know what I mean? There's also like a little thing on Snapchat you can go to that's like, here's your Snap videos. Who's watching them?
Well, they might have half as many followers on anything else.
Exactly, yeah.
Instagram must have been delighted with this.
I'd say they were absolutely buzzing, yeah. So that all happened around 11 o'clock Saturday night. They were told it was going to be midnight, but an hour and a half beforehand, they were just kicked off. So they were kind of fuming. Then by 12 o'clock, all US users were completely locked out. 7 a.m. the next day on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's own social media, he writes, save TikTok, right? Now, yesterday or the Sunday was Joe Biden's last day in office.
Yeah.
Today is Trump's first day in office back. So he's obviously, a lot of people were kind of saying it was a little bit of a scam. People were saying that, you know,
propaganda.
It was propaganda for when Trump gets back in office, he'll save TikTok and all the young people will love him again.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So he tweets on his Truth Social, save TikTok. By 1 o'clock on Sunday, it was back. The ban lasted about 12 hours in total, which was absolutely crazy. Nuts. Trump said, as of today, TikTok is back. He was speaking during a victory rally as part of his 3-day inauguration event, which is gas, because it's like, you know, those people who make their birthday like a week long thing or a month long thing. So he was telling the crowd in DC, we have no choice. We have to save it, while suggesting the US will own 50% of TikTok. And obviously, ByteDance will own the other 50%.
Yeah, I don't think that the crew behind TikTok are up for that, are they?
Yeah, I don't know, but we'll see
He's
what happens.
The talk anyway.
Look, it's back. That's all we know. So 12 hours, that's all it was. And people were freaking out. TikTokers were saying goodbye to the platform. They were posting videos that, you know, the original videos that made them go viral. And then they were all just back in 12 hours. It's a little bit awkward. It was like, oh,
it's
so
such an emotional, weird roller coaster, isn't it? Because you're like, if that's you, you've put the effort into the content. And then it's like, oh, never mind. Well, sorry about that. That's all fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Again.
So I've come up with a list of things that lasted longer than the TikTok ban. And a lot of them were actually very, very easy, like Cherry Tomato Bridge.
Yes.
Lasted a little bit longer, but these are things that didn't last very long at all.
Yeah. True.
But still longer. Managed longer than the TikTok ban. My sleep 2 weekends ago was 12.5 hours.
Beautiful.
Don't know what happened, but that my sleep was longer than the TikTok
mini coma.
Ban.
Yeah.
An Irish summer. What?
Very good.
Stranger Things. If you were to watch the entirety of Stranger Things, it'd be 13 hours.
Wow, yeah. That'll be longer than the van.
Yeah,
grand.
Yeah.
Good way to spend the time.
My mate got a new phone and he won't stop talking about the battery life and how great it is on the Android. So my mate's battery lasted longer than the TikTok ban.
Brilliant.
Liz Truss in office, we got to bring that back. 49 days. Who remembers the lettuce and would it outlast her? The lifespan of a mayfly. I don't know what a mayfly is.
Oh, they live for one day.
Yeah,
yeah,
they do.
I remember that.
My flu last week.
Yeah.
It lasted way longer. And the amount of hours that I've done on the show in January, but just barely. It's absolutely.
How many hours of the show have you done in January?
If you think about it, this is my fifth show. And
15.
We're into it. So I'm going to say about 14, 15 hours.
Yeah.
In total on this show.
Isn't that actually a joke?
That is bloody joke.
I was sick.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Blue Monday.
It's awful depressing.
It's a terrible day.
It's the day I was always told that it was kind of like, you know, this is where really everything's back to normal. Like, there's not even a Christmas light on anyone's
head. Everyone's given up on all their resolutions. Yeah. The newness has gone off the year.
It's actually like a bit of tints left in a tree in my estate that just makes me so sad.
Nah, stop. No, it's a lot further away from Christmas than we'll ever be.
That's actually
it's not a
not
fact,
true.
But it feels like that.
What about yesterday?
Yeah, it just feels like that.
Do mind that. Do mind Blue Monday. Load of rubbish. I'm loving January. Great crack.
I feel like Blue Monday exists purely for radio stations to do bits.
Yeah. I think so.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a whole commercially thing as well.
It's Blue Monday. It's a Hallmark holiday.
I would have thought like 2 Mondays ago would have been way more depressing than this.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually feeling pretty good today.
January's nearly over. We're close to payday. Like,
daffodils are coming up.
Yeah. See, this is the thing about Blue Monday. On the show, like we've always been told Blue Monday is really the most depressing day of the year. But in actual fact, on this show, it's the total opposite.
Yeah.
It is the absolute total opposite.
We laugh in the face of Blue Monday.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah, one of our best ever laughs on this show was on Blue Monday when we played this game, which we are going to play again, where basically we're just going to call tons of people back in quick succession. If you answer your phone laughing, we will send you out a pair of IMC Cinema passes.
See, the great thing about this is laughter is very infectious. So if you answer the phone laughing, then everyone's going to be laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you got to do is literally just message us the word Monday. WhatsApp us Monday, 087-711-1038. Here's the thing, though. You can't answer the phone saying hello. Will we do a little test
I just text in Monday, so can you ring me?
Perfect, I'll ring you there now. And this is what you got to do.
Hello.
No, Dave! You're not going to get anything,
Dave,
now.
Dave, that was silly.
Oh, what?
Okay, let's try that again. All right. It's almighty.
Oh, what? Yay! You've won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema passes.
Woo! Just like that. And we're going to ring you on the regular phone as well, not on WhatsApp, okay? We can't be messing around with the opportunity for WhatsApp to fail on Blue Monday.
No way.
Welcome to Blue Monday, but with quite the twist on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Yes, this is where we are going to call back a load of people. We told you got to answer that phone laughing and laughing only. If you do that, we'll give you a pair of IMC Cinema passes.
It's very easy and potentially very fun. We're looking for you first of all, Niamh.
Yeah. Spot on, Niamh. You've just won yourself 2 IMC Cinema passes. Happy Blue Monday. It's not Black Monday.
Happy Blue Monday.
Happy Blue Monday. Good luck, Niamh.
Bye, Niamh.
Bye.
Look, looking for you, Gemma. It's so fake, I love it.
It's so fake.
It'll do though, Gemma. You've won a pair of IMC cinema passes.
Nice one, Gemma.
Thanks.
You're welcome, have a great day. Bye.
We're looking for you now, Sheena.
And Sheena. Sheena, ha ha ha.
Everyone okay there?
The line was so bad. Do it one more time. There we go.
That's a great laugh.
I think there's several laughers in that group. Sheena, you bought a pair of IMC cinema passes.
Congratulations. Have a great Blue Monday.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye. Bye. Come on and get silly and laugh with me. I love it.
You sound sad.
You
That's
do.
The saddest laugh I've ever heard. Try again.
Yes, it was giving Jimmy Carr.
It's so Jimmy Carr. I like it. David, congratulations. A pair of IMC cinema passes on the way to you to celebrate Blue Monday. Have a great one.
Love it. Cheers, lads.
See ya.
The best one we've had so far. The best one we've had so far. Grace, congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Happy Blue Monday.
Grace, you're getting four for
you're
that
laugh. Four IMC Cinema Passes.
Oh, you're a legend.
Nice.
You have to work, Dave.
Yeah, thank you very much, Grace. Glad to be back.
Have a good one.
See you later. Bye.
Welcome back to work. It's been back since Thursday. Looking for you now, Carl. Oh, genie, Carl.
He's getting the job done.
I hate it.
It's good enough for
but
me.
But you know
Carl.
What? I suppose you did what we asked you to, Carl. You got IMC cinema passes by the skin of your teeth. Happy Blue Monday.
You're in trouble
Cheers,
now.
Thank you. Thanks.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye.
One more. Aww.
For now. Yes! Woo! Come on.
Now we're looking for you, Alex.
Come on.
Now, Alex, it's not great, is it?
It's not great. Now, be honest with yourself, yeah. Alex.
We're getting played over here.
My real laugh is silent, so I couldn't do my real laugh.
Do your real laugh.
Okay. Well, this is it. You're not going to be able to hear it much, but...
Okay.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I loved it. Alex, well done. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Happy Blue Monday.
Yay, thank you so much.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, that was fun. I like that. We go again.
We can't leave it there.
Yeah, we go again. Come on, we go again. Monday in a WhatsApp.
We are turning Blue Monday on its head, asking you to simply answer your phone laughing and you could win a lovely prize.
What's
this
a happy colour?
Yellow.
Yellow's turning
pretty
it into
good.
Yellow
yes,
Monday.
Yes, we are.
Pink's nice.
Yeah, pink's nice too.
Lime green is nice, I think.
Pink is on brand for us.
Shall we go again?
Let's
go
do on. It.
Okay. Looking for you now, Stephen. Stephen. Come on now, Stephen.
We're a bit fussy
again
this year,
now.
Go on, do it again. One more time, Stephen. Much better.
Oh, you know what I'd really love? I'd love to hear what Stephen's laugh is like when it's genuine.
Yeah, I don't think Stephen's ever
like
laughed before.
Yeah, do a fake laugh. What's your fake? Yeah, you see, that doesn't sound like your fake laugh.
Stephen, that was much better.
Stephen, you're getting there. You're getting there.
Nice one. You've got IMC Cinema Passes. Happy Blue Monday, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And now we're looking for you, Mark.
Ha 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 ha! To you too, Mark.
You sound like an evil villain, kind of in a cartoon laugh. I like it.
But I did enjoy it, Mark. And you are worthy of two IMC cinema passes. Happy Blue Monday.
Lovely stuff.
Well
happy
done,
days.
Bye bye. Looking for you, Bevan.
Bevan, surely. Wonderful.
Gosh. Is your name by any chance Bevan?
It's Bevan.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you've a lovely laugh.
I'll answer
Stephen.
To any sort.
Bevan.
Oh no, my real laugh is like Jimmy Carr.
Do your laugh.
That was better than the real one.
Go on, do your laugh.
My real laugh is like.
I love it. Bevan, congratulations. Two IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Happy Blue Monday.
Thank you. Happy Blue Monday.
And great laugh. Talk
Bye.
To you later.
Bye.
Looking for you now, Leanne.
No, Leanne, we're gonna take that from the top. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1, take 2, go.
That was really good.
That was a brilliant one.
That was cartoony.
I know that we're asking a lot here, but would you do that again and make it longer? Because I really want to hear that more.
Oh my God!
Wow. Give her four.
That's a four.
That's a four.
All right, Leanne, you've just won yourself four IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations. Happy Blue Monday.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great time.
Get something warm into your throat after that. My God. See you later, pet.
Thank you.
Looking for you now, Kelly.
Last call for
Who is it?
Kelly.
Kelly. All right. Kelly, absolutely spot on. Who did you have for helping in the background?
My little son, Kylan.
Kylan and Kelly, Kylan. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Happy Blue Monday.
Yay! Happy Yay! I'm so happy. He's been waiting for
you to ring. Oh, stop! Oh, we're so glad we rang you. Have a great one, lads. Good luck.
You too, thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
And that's it, Shin A for Blue Monday.
Ah, Bill
and for 2025.
Well done, everyone.
Big congratulations to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Neve, Gemma, Sheena, David, Grace, Carl, Alex, Stephen, Mark, Bavin, Leanne, Kelly, and Kylan.
Nice one, wow. Guys.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
You're so good.
Ready or not?
Hello and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Oh, welcome back after the weekend. Happy Blue Monday. Do you go with? Lads, last Friday was a day that I've been waiting for 3 years.
Oh.
3 years.
Go on Friday.
Severance. Season 2.
Yes.
Oh my
so
God.
So good.
It's the best show ever.
I think it's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
It's so, so good. Okay, it's called Severance. It has Adam Scott in it. He's absolutely amazing. The whole... I won't go into the details.
Give your podcast a plug.
Okay, so I do a podcast with Fanula J. It's called Sev Heads. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, and we talk about Severance. and it's absolutely excellent. But season 2 was back on Friday, and it was only doing one episode per week, which is driving me insane. And there's so many other shows coming out this year that I'm hoping don't follow that trend. That's like that. I like the way Netflix kind of gives it to you all in one.
Netflix do. They just hammer it home.
I actually think when I was a kid or when I was a teenager and you'd have to wait weekly for episodes, grand, you kind of were used to it, but now I feel like I'm after getting so stupid. I'm like, I won't remember if it's a whole week ago what happened in the last
I kind of like it. I kind of like the build up. Yeah, the only thing I don't like is I don't have Apple TV.
Yeah, fair.
And now I might just wait until there's like only four left, so I only have to pay for one more.
That's decent. That's probably a good shout. But I know there's other ones coming out as well. So Stranger Things is coming out finally. That'll be finished this year. The Last of Us, which you can stream now, entertainment membership, is also out this year very, very soon. That'll be season 2. And you'll be like caught up, I'm pretty sure, on all The Last of Us. There's other shows coming out. The White Lotus, you can also stream into now, entertainment membership. That season 3 is coming out.
Yeah, it's a good year.
It's a good year, finally, because last year sucked.
And I think it's because...
we were all just waiting last year. There was nothing.
It's because of the writer's strike.
Yes.
That's why Severance got delayed.
Yeah,
so it's like we're only getting the outcome now.
Finally. Yeah. So 2025 is going to be a good year for TV shows. I'm very, very excited.
Bring it on. Hello. I want to bring you back to last Monday's show. I went on the show and I asked for you listening, your help in a decision that I had to make. Essentially, the long and short of it is I got a voucher for a hotel in Cork for my birthday last year. And it included dinner. And it was for 2 people. Lovely.
Very nice.
My former housemate, Meg, now lives really close to Cork City. So I thought this is a great opportunity because when we realised that the voucher was due to expire soon, January isn't the best time to be going to a hotel in Cork.
Okay.
We said, you know what? We'll make it a girly weekend.
Nice.
And I was kind of conscious that the voucher strictly says for 2 people. And I was hoping to go on a girly trip with 3 of us. So I asked on the show, do I declare Megan or do I say nothing? Do I sneak her in?
Declare Megan.
To declare.
I have a Megan to declare. Now, the only thing that this is like, it sounds really nice. It sounds to go away with 3 people, but like it's dinner for 2.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like
there's a few little things.
It's probably a double bed.
It's also, 3 in the bed.
And it's also January, and like 3 course meals when you're paying up front is really the vibes for everyone right now. But look, as always, I said in the show, I'll do whatever you tell me. Do I sneak her in or do I be up front?
And were you going to sneak Megan because she's much smaller?
We did discuss
and
that.
Petite than Emer.
She's very, very, okay. She's tiny. Fair. So that could work well.
Yeah. Easily smuggled.
Easier to fit in a suitcase.
She could kind of get under me. But look, a lot of people came back and this was the overall kind of answer from everyone listening. They said, sneak her in.
Sneak her in, what?
Sneak in, Emma. Don't be acting like an owl on Jesus here.
Oh, devil, sneak in.
Sneak in. Okay, so don't say mention to the hotel that you...
Basically,
you've got a third person.
And everyone was saying as well, like, a lot of people would do that with kids a lot. They might say, like, oh, me and my partner are going, but they wouldn't say it about the kids because it's more of a charge for the kids and stuff. So this was it. I was feeling really full of gusto. I said, right, that's it. Apparently, that's the norm. Grant?
For you listeners, she is out of breath because she's kind of hyping herself up here.
Wednesday, Thursday. By Friday, I kind of wasn't looking forward to the weekend anymore.
Oh, no.
Because I just felt really anxious about the whole thing. I just said, how am I going to relax at any point if I'm constantly running around trying to sneak in a four-foot-something girl around the place? And what if we get caught? How embarrassing.
I shouldn't have brought it to the show.
With that in mind, I do have an apology to make. I've broken the trust on this show.
No.
If you're about to say what I think you're going to say.
This could be the end of Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think I've messed with things, guys. I think we're trodden a dodgy line here.
What did you do?
I went against the advice I got on the show.
No. You let the hotel know.
Sacrilege!
That Megan existed.
Blasphemy!
I declared Megan.
Oh my God.
And I declared Megan, I'll tell you. Before I got into the car on Saturday morning, I rang them. And what I said was, just wondering, if a third person were to join us, how would that work? He told me it was only £26. I said, what do you mean? £26? And they said, that's just a £26 charge. The girl's like, we'll just split the dinner. It'll be grand. Off we go. Delighted. No lies. Showing up with the three of us. Hello, hello, hello.
Happy days. Did you get an extra bed?
It worked out a treat. There was a single bed and Emer hates sharing a bed with anyone. She was like, I'm taking the single bed.
Happy A1.
Out. Oh, my God.
It's like sleeping in the bed on your own.
Yeah.
So that was grand.
God, this has been a roller coaster. Now I'm on side.
Yeah. I just say, right? They did not charge us for the third dinner.
Oh my God.
They did not charge us for the third breakfast. And even though I had to pay the €12 for the parking, Megan bloody didn't.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
So it really paid off well.
It pays off to be Megan.
Yeah, no anxiety.
She's so small that they're probably like, oh, we can't charge her. It's like charging a doll.
She'll only eat about two chips.
Oh, poor Meg. So yeah, sorry, but not sorry at the same
amazing
time.
Wow.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to talk to you about another TV show. I did just talk to you about Severance being back.
Yes.
But I also want to, basically I've been sick for the last 2 weeks, so I've done nothing but watch TV shows.
Yeah.
The other thing I've started to watch was The Traitors. And I've never ever watched The Traitors before. I've always heard about it. It's supposed to be, you know, this unbelievable TV show that as soon as you watch, yeah, say things like, you don't watch The Traitors? And, oh my God, you have to watch it. Like, that just seems to come out of people's heads.
I've never seen it either, just because I don't have BBC at home.
Oh, really? Okay, right.
But I've always really wanted to see it.
Well, my boyfriend, Jack, is absolutely hooked on it at the moment.
Is he?
Obviously, he's in the UK, so he's accessing it.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, I don't want to say this on the show, but there's a way around it with the BBC, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a VPN and things
VPN,
like that.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, right? It is good, right? I am enjoying it, but there's a lot wrong with it. So there's a lot like that I'm like, this doesn't really make any sense.
On the show, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so all if right. you don't know, basically The Traitors is where Claudia Winkleman, you know, you're one of the fringe, she gets about 20 people in a castle. Three of them are told in secret that they're traitors, okay? The rest of them are faithfuls, and it's the faithful's job to figure out who the traitors are.
Throughout the whole series.
Yes. So they get one chance to vote someone out each night. The person they vote out is someone they think is suspicious, and they're, you know, they think they're a traitor.
The other one thing I always thought about the show from just from the get-go was the person who gets told they're a traitor has a way tougher job than anybody else for that entire time, no?
Yeah, very true.
Like, that sucks to be you.
I actually completely agree. However, the traitors can murder people, right? So the traitors can murder the faithfuls one a night. So they're
getting... Metaphorically, of course.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying, Emma, on a BBC One show. Yeah, they don't actually murder them, but they do in the show. So they get rid of like one faithful a night.
So they could get rid of someone who they think is suspicious of them.
Yes, exactly. But that's the thing, you do have to be tactful about it, right? Because you need to be getting rid of people that, you know, you aren't seen to be like, oh, I hate that person. Mm. And then instantly the next day they're murdered. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You don't want that because that looks really suspicious on you.
Could I ask another question?
Go on.
Do the viewers know who the traitors are?
Yes.
Okay.
Traitors know who each other are?
The traitors know who each other are.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But the faithfuls don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah. So there are tasks every day that earn prize money for the end of the game for one person to take. Here's what annoys me, okay? One, the tasks are completely pointless for viewers. Like, it's just for them to earn prize money. They're boring, they're complicated. Claudia will be at the start of the task and she'll be like, you must convince the local postman to join a synchronized swimming routine with you. Perform the routine in the town fountain at 6 a.m. In order to get to the fountain, you need the gauntlet of power. And in order to get the gauntlet of power, you need to go down to the Garden of Secrets. And it's, you know what I mean? It's
right,
just,
it's
pointless.
Fantasy.
And it's just bizarre and it's stupid. And everyone watching this at this time is just like, phone time.
Really?
Yeah, so it's pointless.
Okay, the show, so there's a flaw in the show.
Yeah, there's a flaw in the show. The show basically goes like this, right? You learn who's got murdered in the first 10 minutes from the night before, mm-hmm. right? The next 30 minutes are the task where everyone just watching it just goes on their phone because it's boring and it's pointless and it's weird and it's bizarre. And then the last 20 minutes, it's actually when it's really, really good and it's where they start voting off a faithful or a traitor. Do you know what I mean? So that bit is good. But it's like the last 20 minutes. I went on Friday and I was like, oh, I'm 40 minutes late for the traitors. Great.
Oh, no.
I'm coming in at the perfect time.
That's really funny. Like in your house, it starts at 20 to 10.
Literally. If the faithfuls weed out the traitors, right, guess what the traitors do? They go get more traitors. So there's no point in weeding them out because there has to be more than one traitor at all time. So if there's a traitor, they'll just go and get another one.
And the ending is that, like, if there's a traitor left, they take all the money?
They take all the money. Yeah, pretty much. All the faithfuls have to get rid of the traitors. And the last thing is the show is only on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Like, I know overkill is a thing, but just make the show shorter, take out the task, make it half an hour to 20 minutes and put it on Monday to Friday. Why are you only having it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like? Stupid.
I think that's good. No, you get a bit of a break.
Yeah, but I don't need a break if you take out all the crap.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's my points on the trailer.
The Irish one's starting, do we?
The Irish one is starting very, very soon. And I'm genuinely really intrigued by it.
And is it all regular people? There's no like, oh, you're a big Instagrammer.
No, it's all regular people.
Good stuff.
All regular people.
Are they trying to be famous a little bit?
No, I don't think so. They're just trying to win money and they all seem like real big fans of the show.
Okay.
But they're all lying for random reasons. It's bizarre. There's one girl, her name is Charlotte, I think. She said that she was going to put on a fake Welsh accent for the entirety of the traitors. Reason being that Welsh accent is the most trusted accent in the UK.
That sounds like something Aisling would do.
But she thinks that's good.
Way too much of a challenge.
She's from London. And the people who are voted off find out things about, you know, the traitors or the faithfuls. Charlotte is doing a fake Welsh accent. She's actually from London. And your one is voted off. It's like, why is she doing that? That's not going to benefit anyone.
So silly.
It's so stupid.
And it's so stressful to constantly have to keep up an accent for the whole thing.
It's absolutely
not your first.
Bizarre. So yeah, it is an interesting show. Needs to be changed though. Like people who are absolutely obsessed with traitors, I'm like, there are things wrong with it. Okay, it's not absolutely perfect.
I've only ever heard people like love it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my
All right, time to get stuck into a game of That's Not My Name. This is where we get players on and with no hints or clues, we're going to guess what we think your name is. It's just a vibe, but it has been won, I think, 6 times since we started playing. And today...
How long ago did we start playing this?
I'd
say about a year.
Yeah,
which is like pretty good odds, I think.
Like it was a year because I feel like you came back in 2024 and you were like, let's play this game where we guess people's name. And I was like, Aisling, that is crap.
I was like, I'm not sold.
It took a bit of convincing.
And now I love it.
Great fun.
Today, if we guess your name right, we'll send you out 6 IMC Cinema passes. That's because Emma got a win on this last week.
Nice.
Hopefully it'll go today, but also the opportunity for this to climb into massive numbers.
I know,
when it comes to IMC Cinema passes is great as well. So let's get cracking. What happens here is we're going to play you listening the voice note of what was sent in to us. We're not going to hear them. The only person who has heard them is producer Callum, all right? So headphones off, guys.
Headphones off.
My name is Harry.
Player One, let's have some fun!
Oh, God.
How are you, Player One?
Not too bad, guys. How are you?
We're grand.
All right.
How was your weekend?
No, Emma.
Well, it wasn't. Any questions?
How dare you ask questions?
All right, Player One. Is your name Derek?
No, that is not my name.
Okay, we've got an English accent.
We have an English accent.
We've got that. Is your name David?
That is not my name.
Just been to London. I need to channel my English energy. Is your name...
I'm just going to go for it. Charles.
Charles.
That is not my name.
Charles.
I started to flip there. What is your name?
My name is Harry. Dave and Emma, you know me.
We know you? Harry. Harry. Good old Harry.
From Instagram. I do how are know you Harry. Keeping Harry?
Oh, not too bad, guys. And how are you?
Very good.
It's good. Can't complain. Are you still living in Germany? No.
I'm not, no.
That was never a thing. No, okay, I'm thinking of someone
Carlo,
else.
Wasn't
no, it was Carlo, yeah.
Carlo, yeah. Carlo.
Very similar
so
to Germany.
So
very
Harry, similar to Germany. Talk to you later.
Good luck, Harry.
Bye, guys.
Carrie. Like
this is a Carlo accent. Guten Morgen from Carlo.
Germany, tomato, tomato. I have Harry now. I have him down now.
I feel a bit left out. Why do I not know Harry?
Oh, me and Emma used to work on a different radio station and Harry used to listen to said radio station.
See.
So he's moved from that station to here. So that's good.
That's good. Harry, stay here.
Did you used to work in Germany or is that why you thought?
We used to work in a radio station that broadcasted to Carlo.
Yeah, I got it. Not Germany.
Yeah, not Germany.
Not Germany.
Very similar to Germany, though.
No. Anyway, headphones off again, guys.
Headphones off.
My name is Emma.
Player 2 will speak to you.
Hello, player 2.
Morning, player 2.
Ah, good. How are you?
Yeah,
good.
Can't complain, thanks. Let's get straight into this. Player 1, is your name Paula?
No.
That's not your name.
That's not my name.
Your name. All right. Is your name Shannon?
That's not my name.
No, of course not.
Is your name Orla?
That's not my name.
Flip. Player 2, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Emma.
Emma!
Emma,
damn it.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Emma.
Nice one, Emma. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. One more chance to get a win out of this
Come
week
on.
And keep that lucky streak alive. Headphones off again.
Headphones off.
My name is Alex.
Player 3, it's not going to be me.
Well, obviously not.
We're running out of phrases there, producer Callum.
3 is so hard to rhyme.
Wow, put that in the worst bits of the week.
Yeah, that was awful.
Player 3, how are you?
Not too bad. Just driving into the hospital.
Very nice.
I hope that's work and not for injury.
Yeah, you're not injured.
Everything's all good, don't worry.
Okay, good.
Okay, player 3, is your name Ross?
No, that's not my name.
Not your name.
Damn it.
Player 2, is your name Sean?
That's not my name.
Okay.
I'm going to go similar to Emma and say player 3, is your name Robert?
That's not my name. I can give you a clue if you need.
Well, it's too late now.
Well, go on, give us a clue. Why not?
All right. I thought you called me this morning, but it wasn't me.
Were we talking to someone with your name?
You called earlier for the tickets, yeah. And I thought it was me. I called my phone.
I have names. Okay. Is it David?
That's not my name.
Carl, Alex, Mark.
That's my name.
Mark. Which one?
Alex, you got
Alex,
it.
Alex, nice one.
Oh, Alex, you're also on the news today as well.
Yeah. Alex, that was a fun and pointless game. Thank you for that and have a fantastic day.
And yourselves. Have a good one.
Good luck, Alex. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was an eventful game.
There was a lot of elements.
Yeah.
A lot going on. A lot of highlights.
I love the riddle me this, riddle me that. Well,
I like the German guy.
Yeah. German guy from Carlo. That's actually just from Carlo with an English accent. Oh, Lordy. This is spin. Good morning. Big Pig and Favourite Girl on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. She's from Cork and she basically went about getting that name because she was out on a night out with her friends and they were in this pizza place and she saw Big Pig on the menu and said, I'm going to go for that. So I think if I was just to glance at a menu, I would like to call myself Breakfast Butty.
Okay, I've just quickly opened Milano's restaurant. It's the only restaurant I could think of in the moment. I'm going to be Calzone.
I just googled a steak restaurant. Less shakes, more steaks. I like that.
That's your name?
Less shake, more steak.
What was on the menu that was just called Big Pig?
I must have been like one of those pizzas that had all of the meats.
All the pork.
All the pork.
God, a real
porky dish.
Vegetarian nightmare.
Of all the things to see in a menu to call yourself, I wouldn't have gone for that.
Do you ever get like embarrassed ordering certain dishes because of their names? Like imagine being like, and I'll have the Big Pig.
If it's not you, it's not anyone. Justin Bieber and Anyone on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Looks like he's working on new music finally.
It has been
a while. He's obviously been busy, new dad and all that last August.
Now I saw the teaser for this new music and it sounds awful.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll be worried about that now.
I hope he just remakes Baby. Oh, to be about his new baby.
Bieber was seen singing lyrics to a new song earlier this month on an acoustic guitar with the lyrics, I'm taking it, you taking bait, I'm shaking it, you're shaking it, shaking off the hate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not great now.
Oh, that's, yeah, but any lyric good. Sounds crap when you read it like that, no offense.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Taking it, you taking bait, I'm shaking it, you're shaking it, shaking off the hate.
Shaking off the hate's a bit cringe.
That's yeah, cringe.
It's a bit 2013.
We'd do a bit better than that, wouldn't we?
I should.
Anyway, we'll have to wait and see.
Michaela Hayes is playing brain. It next.
She is on the way. Massive cash machine amount to go on Friday. It must be one. She's got the deets, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Good luck.
Hey, George. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.